Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Noel Norman's here. I'm Tommy Tucker. And Noel, it's hard to believe it's just Tuesday night, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'm just sitting here realizing that, and it shocks me because it seems as though between talking about this and the planning for it, et cetera, and I can only imagine from the public official's standpoint or the meteorologist's standpoint, Barry Keim joins us now, our friend LSU climatologist. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing well. Something going on out there?
Just a little bit of snow, you know, that kind of stuff.
Barry, let me say congratulations because y'all hit the bullseye on the prediction.
Yeah. The forecasting on this storm was spectacular. This goes back a week. I mean, and there were hints that something like this could happen even beyond a week. So, the forecasting was unbelievable. The models just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, why was that? Why was it because of the models? And at one point, did I see something, because it's been a long day, about hurricane hunters getting involved here or not?
I hadn't heard that specifically, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I dreamed. I don't know. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day for all of us.
Yeah, why was it so accurate? I'm just curious about that. And does this portend anything for hurricane season or modeling or anything else?
Not particularly. I mean, you know, like I said, the forecasting just continues to improve, which is obviously a very good thing, which is amazing because our fundamental understanding of the atmosphere is really not that much greater now than it was almost 100 years ago. But having said that, the models are just getting bigger and more powerful. We have more data to feed into them. And that's just making the forecast more accurate. So we're inching along with our understanding as well. But again, our fundamental understanding is not that different from 100 years ago.
For it to snow here, because it is so rare, there has to be a unique confluence of events, does there not? And talk about that in the context of how much snow we received, if you would, Barry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously we need cold temperatures. It's hard to get temperatures that cold to settle in over the southern part of Louisiana, and then to get enough moisture to, you know, sort of come out of the Gulf of Mexico, climb up and over that cold, cold air at the surface, and give us enough, you know, precipitation to create the snow. So all these ingredients came together, just like it did, by the way, in 1895, when we had the mother of all snow events across the Gulf Coast. We'll talk about that in a minute. And it all came together again. I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but, you know, occasionally it does. Mother Nature, you know, puts it all in place and bang, we'll get a big event like this. So in this particular event, we basically set records, you know, from about Beaumont to Pensacola, you know, all along that I-10, I-12 corridor. We had the biggest snow totals that we've ever seen since 1895. And in here in New Orleans, I would argue the snow totals rival 1895. So what we had here across New Orleans, as best I can piece together, is totals around 8 inches or so. I mean, I recorded 7.5 inches here in Old Metairie. I've seen some numbers as big as 9 inches in the metro area. The New Orleans airport came in with 8. So we're looking at something between 7.5 and 9 across this region. Now, back in 1895, we had a between, well, I mean, I have some pictures. In fact, if you Google it, you can find these pictures easily on the web, with Canal Street draped in about 8 inches of snow. And I believe we had 10 inches at Audubon in that particular event. So these numbers are kind of on par. I wouldn't be surprised to see some, you know, some even bigger numbers once we add it all up and you know, get all the reports tomorrow. We'll have a better assessment of just how big some of those snow totals actually did get.
Barry, today's storm was shorter duration than in 1895, though, right?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, I don't really know the answer to that because that 1895 was kind of spanned over 2 days, but I don't know if that's like two what we call observational days where,
right. You
know, we measure the data at a specific time. And, so those totals were over 2 days. This did come in on pretty short order, I will say that, and it's very likely this was a quicker, you know, storm and put more snow on the ground in a shorter period of time.
I'm looking at the pictures right now, and I spent a lot of time walking along Porter Street today. I didn't get the canal, but I got to tell you, from what I'm looking at and from what I saw today, it looks pretty similar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you obviously saw some of those pictures. And what makes this a really unique event is that it's going to hang around for a while. I mean, it was unique with the amounts, obviously, but this snow is going to hang around a while. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the temperatures forecast for tomorrow morning, but it's insane. And let me just give you a little taste of this, okay? So tomorrow morning, in New Orleans, we're going to go down to 21. That's a pretty chilly day in New Orleans. But other places are going to get even colder. I'll just go from west to east, from west to east across Louisiana. Lake Charles, 13 for tomorrow morning. Lafayette, 9. Baton Rouge, 11. Going further south of New Orleans, Thibodeau, 12. Homa, 14. Bobby Hebert's Cutoff, Louisiana, 17. It's going to be crazy, and obviously this is going to preserve this snowpack, and it's going to, you know, it's going to hang around for a few days. Normally we get a snow event, it's a couple of inches,
and
it lasts 2 or 3 hours. Well, here, you know, we have, you know, pushing a foot, and it's going to hang around for several days, and because, you know, we have enough cold temperatures out there to preserve it.
Several days.
Yeah. Oh, several days. Yeah, this will be here all day tomorrow. We're barely going to make it above freezing here in New Orleans tomorrow. And tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So we start seeing a little bit of a warming trend. We get into Thursday, we'll probably get above freezing for a few hours. We'll get a little bit of melt, but I don't think we're going to really start seeing any serious melting until Friday. And even then, it's not going to be enough to polish off the amount of snowpack that we have. We're looking at that's probably hanging around through the weekend.
So are you talking about yards or streets, just to be clear?
Both.
Well, that'll be mostly in yards. I mean, the streets, you know, they store heat a little bit better. And, of course, I mean, I know we have a little bit of plowing going on. People are going to start getting restless and driving their cars over it, you know, and all the pressure from the weight of the cars helps them melt the snow a little bit. So, but it'll be gone in the streets first, obviously, but it's going to hang around lawns for several days.
So kids will be able to play in it tomorrow. Tell me what tomorrow is going to look like, basically. A lot of sunshine, very cold, no precipitation, and maybe some melting on the streets a little bit?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, brutally cold, though. I mean, be careful with the kids sending them out, especially in the morning. I mean, it's just going to be blistering cold. I mean, this is cold like we don't normally see here in South Louisiana and New Orleans. So, yeah, take care of those kids. And if you do send them out, I mean, bundle them up and don't leave them out for very long. You probably want to wait till the afternoon to where it gets close to the freezing point. Because otherwise, you know, if you're in New Orleans, you could be looking at temperatures in the low 20s. And again, if you're elsewhere, you know, for even points further south, it could be down in the teens. So this is going to be a pretty tough morning. And I would wait till the afternoon. In fact, be perfectly frank, I might even wait till Thursday to start getting serious about getting out there and playing in this stuff.
Wow. You know, and I think as you say that, Newland, and I'm thinking, Barry, that because my mind is conditioned to, as you said, when it snows, you got a couple hours to play in it, and then it all clears out. Everybody should get ready because this is not going to clear out tomorrow or maybe even into Thursday, right?
Exactly. You have plenty of time. There's no rush. And, yeah, you don't want to brutalize yourself or anybody else in these frigid temperatures. It's, tomorrow is going to be really cold. And then it'll gradually warm up, you know, with each day in succession. But it really doesn't get seriously warm, you know, like above freezing warm till Friday and into the weekend. By Sunday, we're actually looking at temperatures in the afternoon in the mid-60s. So we'll see some serious melt going on by then.
And that means a mess. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, no problem.
Barry Keim, LSU climatologist. Yeah. And boy, you look at some of these totals here. I think the National Weather Service, I think they are going to revise some of these totals that they're talking about, 5 to 6 inches, because what I saw was a lot more than that on Poitras.
Yeah, and in Old Metairie as well. I mean, I think we probably had 8 to 9 inches there.
So we'll see. We'll take a break, come back. Coverage continues here on WWL.